This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan. And joining us today is Ms. Dani Bethune. She's the CEO of C5 Youth Foundation of Texas.org. Hey, Dani, how you doing?
I'm well, and you today?
Doing wonderful. For those who don't know that much about C5, their mission is to inspire and prepare students for college, work, and their communities. And their spokesperson is former Cowboys great, the legendary Darren Woodson. Dani, first of all, Woody's my friend. He told me all about your organization, and I was like, wait a minute, I can't wait to get started, and I can't wait to talk to you. Dani, it was a pleasure meeting you earlier in the month. You are a powerhouse. How did you first get involved with C5? And then we'll talk about the organization, because I cannot believe how much energy you have.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So I have been in the nonprofit community for almost 20 years. And so working for numerous nonprofit organizations in terms of just social services, child abuse, domestic violence, healthcare, youth development. And so the opportunity to become the executive director for C5 Texas came about, and I jumped at it. The organization is so amazing. I think our work is extremely impactful, especially the way we do our work. So it's a pleasure to be here and serve in this great community.
And you and I got a chance to meet face to face when you invited me to participate in the fundraiser gala. I'm not going to call it a gala because it wasn't like all big ballroom kind of thing. I thought it was absolutely perfect out in Las Colinas, where you were honoring our mutual friend with the Texas Rangers, Mr. Ray. Oh, and it was absolutely amazing. Can you talk about that event as well?
Yeah, for sure. So every year we host an event called Urban Campfire. And you're right, it's not a gala. It is a cocktail event meant for us to come together and celebrate the work that we do in C5 Texas. And so every year we have two honorees. We have an honoree that receives the Darren Woodson Medallion Award.
Was that Ray Costas? Was that the one for Ray?
That was great, Ray. And the reason why Ray received that award, because he exemplifies the five C's of our organization, which are to be character-driven, community focused, challenge ready, college and career bound, and committed to a better future. And Ray does an amazing job in our Dallas-Fort Worth community, showing people how he can be character driven. He's focused on the community. He's always challenge ready. And so it was a pleasure to be able to honor him. And then we also gave out a $1,000 scholarship to a C5 senior who is going to college. And so this young person had to tell us how they exemplified the five C's throughout our program, but also in their own personal life. So Urban Campfire was great. We had a wine and whiskey pool. We did a champagne wall. We did a really fun event with the attendees who were there, and then had the great chance to honor Ray, honor our scholarship recipient, and be able to talk to some of our alumni and current youth who are in the program about their experience and how C5 has impacted them now and how they carry the five C's in their own lives.
Let's talk about those five C's. What do they stand for, and why are they so impactful and such a goal for those who are participating?
Yeah. So one really unique thing about the C5 Texas program is that we're one of the few 5-year intentionally structured programs here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And what that means is that when a young person enters our program as a seventh grader, who will likely be the first person in their families to go to college, they will stay in our out-of-school time program until they graduate out of high school. And then we still keep in contact with them and work with them even when they get to college. So our five C's represent every year that a young leader is growing in our program. And we call the youth in our program leaders. And so we teach young people how to be character-driven. So the first year in our program, they will attend a summer camp in Killeen, Texas, learning how to be character-driven. So they're doing all the fun camp stuff, right? Swimming, kite, kayaking, hiking, camping, right. But they're also going through some leadership classes that are based on communication, conflict resolution, building trust, communication, public speaking, because as an incoming eighth grader, we need to teach these young people how to be character driven, because they're going to come across a lot of pressures as they're going through middle school and high school. But we need to teach them, how do you focus on yourself and become the person that you want to be? The second summer, they are learning how to be community focused. We are constantly teaching, asking young people to change the world, but we're not showing them, how do we change things in your own backyard? And it starts with learning how to build community. When these young people go off to college, they're going to school with people they have never met before.
Right.
In our program, yeah. And in our program, they are meeting young people who are coming from all across the DFW Metroplex. So our young people can say, hey, I'm from Dallas, but I have a friend in Fort Worth. Because when they go to college, they'll be able to say, hey, I go to UT, but I have a friend at Texas State. I have a friend at OU. I have a friend at a UTSA. They get the opportunity to learn how to build community in our program, which is important. The third year, they're learning how to be challenge ready. We teach young people how to take challenges on safely, because we know some of the neighborhoods they come from, challenges that they come across can either land them in jail, prison, or dead. Mm-hmm. Through our program, we're teaching them how to challenge safely. So we take them on a 7-day hiking trip in the Grand Tetons.
Hold on. Wait just a minute. Yeah. For those who don't know, the Grand Tetons is a huge mountain range in Northwest North America. It's like, isn't it up there like Washington and Canada?
Wyoming, yes. Idaho, all that. Yes, it covers those states for sure.
Montana, all of that.
Yes.
So you take them all the way up there.
Yes, we do. And we take them hiking. So you're talking about giving young people an experience where they're carrying 30% of their body weight on their back. They're sleeping outside. They're eating outside. They don't shower for several days. They're drinking water and purifying it and learning how to be challenge ready, because they're coming up against things that they generally don't come up against in their own regular life. So that drama that they're so filled with in their regular lives, we get them out of the city, away from all that, and teach them, how do you become challenged? How do you meet these challenges when you don't have the things around you that you normally have?
Yeah.
When you have young people who are spending 7 days hiking in the Rocky Mountains, mm-hmm. you can't tell them that they can't go to college, because now, at least in college, they have a bed, four walls, a bathroom, clean water. I mean, there's a whole.
It's an amazing thing. In fact, at the event, I was so impressed with the kids telling their stories about it. And, you know, you learn how to depend on each other and work together. And like you said, work with people who you just met, or you knew a little bit about it, but you have a goal together. And in a way, I was listening to their stories. And I remember this one girl, she was saying, we were trying to plot how to escape and get back home.
Yes.
It was like, because it was too funny, because they, at first the challenge seemed too big to overcome, and then they just broke it all the way down. And it was reminding me, I was like, this should be taped for a TV show. It was that good. Her story was just so riveting.
Yes, for sure. But that's the way, but that's how they come back, right?
Yes.
They come back with a story mm-hmm. that has impacted them in a way that knows that they can take on any challenge at this point. In our fourth year, we're teaching them how to be college and career bound. So our young people are provided a budget, and they are responsible for really planning their own road to college tour. They will visit about 9 colleges within 8 days on a charter bus going through Texas and neighboring states to identify and look at those colleges that they're interested in. So these are colleges that they've chosen themselves that they want to see, because we know their parents, they can't really afford to take them on college tours. Mm-hmm. I don't think we realize how much college tours are. When you think about gas to drive there, a hotel room, additional food, those things add up. And so our young people put together their own road to college tour. As a matter of fact, we are going this summer, June 11th through the 18th. We will be out on the road visiting Stephen F. Austin, Louisiana State University, the University of Corpus Christi, Prairie View A&M, University of Texas San Antonio. So our kids are going to be traveling around, visiting schools that they're interested in attending and actually getting to see and live on the campus. We stay in the residence halls. We eat the meals in the dining halls. So we give them a college experience before they even get there. And then in the final year of the program, we have something called the Actively Changing Tomorrow Now Summit. This gives our young people an opportunity to identify a community research project and then come up with an actionable solution. Last summer, they worked on accessing a quality education within Dallas ISD. They had the chance to talk to the CFO, executive directors within Dallas ISD, about issues related to staff turnover, curriculum, mental health, language barriers, and disability services, and funding. Because we know that children that come from affluent households, their parents have connections in high places. So what we do, we provide opportunity for our young people to have connections in high places as well. Just from that activity alone, we have two young people who are writers for the Dallas Youth Magazine. We have a couple of young kids who've done some internships in the mental health departments. And we have some other kids who are now interested in lobbying for education because of the fact they worked on that project. And then during the school year, like I said, we're an out of school time program. During the school year, we focus a lot on college, career, and community service. We are actually doing a cleanup with the city of Fort Worth. Cowtown cleanup coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, great.
We're partnering with the Tarrant County Area Food Bank. Mm-hmm. So our young people are pouring back into the communities where they live, where they work, and where they play. So our program is so impactful. 100% of our young people graduate from high school. 95% of them will either go to college, they will go into a technical degree, they will go to the military, or they will start their own careers. The impact is amazing. Our young people donate over 7,500 hours of community service every year in this Dallas-Fort Worth community. So when I say that young people are learning and doing as a part of the C5 program, that's what they're doing. And we're teaching them and showing them and allowing them to become the leaders that we're looking for in this next generation.
Just absolutely amazing. Danny, is the Medallion Community Action Projects, are those community outreach programs that they're doing, is that one and the same? Tell me about those Medallion Community Action Projects, because I think that's very, 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 very thoughtful of the kids in knowing that they need to be a part of their community and not just move out of the community and go off to college and, you know, whatever the job may be.
Thank you so much for that. Yes. And so in their senior year in high school and in their last year of our program, our young people will actually go back into their communities and select a project that they want to work on to make actionable change.
Nice.
And so that can be them creating a little library. That could be them creating a food bank or food pantry at their schools. It could be them working on a project for young people that are in the hospital. But whatever it is, they will spend about 7 to 8 months in their senior year working on this project and actually implementing it in their community. Like I always say, we're always trying to tell young people, change the world, change the world. The first place we need them to change is in their own backyard. If they are living in neighborhoods where there are dogs that, you know, are kind of just all around, or there is trash
everywhere, strays,
our sidewalks aren't in the condition you want them to be, our young people are given the skill set to go to the people who can make that change, but they don't only go and help make change. They come with solutions.
Yes.
To help make
it's
the change.
It's one thing
as well
to point out the problems. It's always better when you offer solutions.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what we're teaching our young people to do. You see the problem, but you come up with the solution. You just don't see the problem, complain about it, and leave it alone.
I love the way, oh, I love this entire organization. But I also love you, Danny. Danny is the best. She is the CEO of C5 Youth Foundation of Texas, and you are a perfect match for this organization. I like the way you think, and I like the way you're able to communicate it to people who might want to be involved as well. Can you talk about the pathways? You know, that's where they're applying new skills in the real world. Can you talk about that project that's part of the C5 platform?
For sure. So like I was mentioning earlier, during the school year, we have our educational pathways, and they are focused on college, career, community service, but also social awareness, leadership, and their own personal development. And I'll give you an example of how some of these pathways play out for us. We do a college treasure hunt. So we'll go to the campus of UT Arlington so our young people can see a public school. Mm-hmm. They'll do a scavenger hunt. And they're just not learning about the majors and degrees they're offering. They're learning about resources on the campus that we know they're going to need when they go to college. So where is the writing lab? Where's the financial aid office? Where's the registrar's office? Where's the medical clinic? Where can I get counseling from? Where can I get homework assistance? So this is learning how to study. Where's the computer lab? We're teaching them that when you go on a college campus, yes, of course, you need to know where the engineering department is or the art school. But more importantly, you need to know where the resources are that you may need, because as a first generation college student, if your parents don't know how to help you when you go to school, who's going to show you the way? But then we also take them to TCU so they get a chance to see a private school and to see if they want to be a part of either one of these cultures, right? So they're eighth graders going on college campuses, seeing, can I see myself here? We also do a community treasure hunt. Our young people use public transportation. They will then go to different communities in the city and they interview residents in that community to see what's important to them. Because what we often read isn't always what the community thinks. So you might read that the community thinks that they need a food, that, you know, they need a food desert, but in actuality, it could be homelessness. That's the issue for the community. So our young people will interview those residents. They will then do research on how did this community issue become a problem for that community. And then they will come up with a solution to the problem. So once again, teaching them those skill sets of how to change the world. We do a college application day where our graduating, we spend a full day with our seniors. We are helping them with their college essays. We're helping them with their college scholarships. We're also doing college applications with them. And then they also have their peers who are reading their college scholarships and all these things, so they can give feedback to one another, right? Because oftentimes kids don't listen to adults, but they'll listen to one another.
Yes, they will. So that's right. You're exactly right.
We're allowing them to impact each other in a positive way. So we spend a full day going through these things with them and teaching them about financial aid, college health and wellness, teaching them about how do you take care of your dorm room? How do you take care of yourself? The peer pressure of having an 8 o'clock class, like how do you manage these things when you get off to school? And then we also do leadership projects where our younger leaders will actually plan community service projects for our older leaders. So we give them the opportunity to decide upon themselves what is important to them in this community. How do they want to see this work get done? And what's the ultimate goal that they want to have and the impact they want to have? Which is why this weekend, as I was mentioning, we're going to be at the University of North Texas Health Science Center learning about their community garden and how they're giving back to the community with food and recipes and things to really help folks have a better living. But then we're then going to leave there and go and help clean up Cowtown. So you see how we put these activities together, because they have impact. We're with these young people probably about 6 to 8 hours when we have a pathway with them, starting pretty early in the morning and then ending later on in the evening. So, of course, we're feeding hungry teenagers as well.
Yeah, you got to give them the strength, because teenagers will blow through some food. They will eat like it's going out of style and not put a piece of weight on their body. It's just absolutely amazing what they do. They just got that high metabolism. And speaking of the kids,
I know I need it back.
I hear you. Hey, but you got a high metabolism yourself. I don't even know when you sleep. You've got so much going on. And again, I think you're the perfect fit for the organization. For those who don't know, the mission of the C5 Youth Foundation of Texas is to change the odds for high potential youth, inspiring them to pursue personal success and preparing them for leadership roles in college, work, and in their communities. So my question is, how are you able to identify these particular students? In other words, how do the kids find you, or how do you find the kids?
Yeah, for sure. And so what we do, we partner with public school districts, charter schools, community centers, nonprofit organizations to identify seventh graders who will be the first in their families to go to college. Mm-hmm. These young people may be on free or reduced lunch. They may be living in a single parent or multi-generational household, may be living in a risky neighborhood or engaging in risky behaviors. And then teachers and counselors and community members will nominate these young people to our program, these seventh graders. From there, the seventh grader will submit an application, their report card, and a letter of recommendation. So think about when you went to college, what did you have to submit? An application, your transcript, and some letters of recommendation. So early on, we're getting them into the mind frame of post-secondary, right?
Right.
From there, we We'll interview these young people individually to just get a better sense of who they are and what they enjoy as a seventh grader. And then we do group interviews to identify how do they work within a community, right? How are you communicating? How do you take on difficult tasks? So they play games so we can kind of see their interaction. And then from that point, after we've interviewed all of those seventh graders, we then will select up to 72 young people to be a part of our program.
72? And so, wow, that's an impressive number.
That is 72. It's not big, but it's not small either, right? Mm-hmm. So those 72 young people will then become that first class of leaders who come in. We only recruit kids from the seventh grade because once they get into the program, they're pretty much locked in until they graduate out of high school.
Because they love it so much. They enjoy it so much. Their families are so proud of them. The program works for them and works with them. So why would they ever leave? I mean, unless they move out of town, I can see them just sticking with that program.
Well, also, we've asked these young people to make a commitment.
Okay.
Because when you go to college, college is a commitment.
Yes, it is.
And you just can't go and be like, well, I went and I came and now I'm leaving. No. So when you join the C5 program, we talk to our leaders about you have now made a commitment to see this through.
Can I say something real quick? I'm going to co-sign with you on this because there are a lot of people who wonder, you know, when you're looking for a job and they got a college degree. I tell kids all the time, I said, it's not so much that you got straight A's and you got the straight A's and got your college degree. What a lot of employers are looking for is that you accomplished it, that you saw it through, that you were dedicated, and they can count on you in their organization because you will see through the program as opposed to, oh, I got straight A's. There are some people who are straight A people, but guess what? They're not necessarily the kind of people that communicate or they're kind of quiet to themselves. If you commit to college and get a degree or commit to a period of time, that just shows something about your character that organizations love to have you a part of.
Exactly. And that's why that's a focus of ours. So, you know, you'll find other youth programs where kids have to reapply every year, right? So every year they're having to reapply to the program. Mm-hmm. No, we've already talked to the young people. You've made a commitment to be a part of C5. And we're going to see this through over the next 5 years.
Yes, you're going to help.
We're going to help you. We're going to help you stay committed because we know when you go to college, like you said, college is not just about A's and B's. There is a social, behavioral, mental, physical aspect to college that we also need to be teaching young people. Mm-hmm. And C5 does that. We teach them that when you go on that college campus and you're there with a bunch of strangers, guess what? You've had that experience because you've been in C5. When you get there and you're trying to figure out what resources do I need? How do I ask for help? Well, you know how to do that because you've been in C5 and you're not ashamed of asking for help.
Correct.
You know that help propels you even further. When you get to college and you feel homesick, I'm ready to go back home. I miss my family. You've been in C5. You've been to summer camp. You've been on hiking trips. You've gone on some every summer. You've been out of your parents' home. So we've taken you out of this concrete jungle that many of our kids live in. Never leave the 1 mile radius of their homes. We're taking you 2.5 hours away, 10 hours away from your house, putting you on a plane. So a lot of times kids in the C5 program, their first plane ride is with us.
Mm-hmm.
Their first time going to Chili's is with us.
Yeah.
Their first time trying Italian food is with us. So we're giving them these experiences to not be fearful of. You know, you get kids that say, I don't eat that. That's not an option. We try everything.
Exactly. You try because then you'll know whether you like it or not.
Like it or not. That's exactly right. And so we're teaching them when they go to summer camp, they're washing their own clothes. They have to clean the cabin as a community. They do challenges while they're there. So camp is fun. I'm not going to say it's not. Swimming, hiking, camping, you know, watching movies, playing in the hammocks, great times. But at the same time, everything that we do is intentional.
Right.
So we're just not playing games to play games. No, it is intentionality behind how we support and guide and help lead these young people because they're going to be leading others and also following others.
Yeah, I love the way you put them in positions of responsibility. In other words, it's not like you're just not here. No, you have to do some work, too. You have to be a part of the whole thing. You have a role to play. You're not just here to be catered to or here to just have fun.
Exactly. Because that's the role we have to play in life, right? We're just not here.
Exactly.
We're here to contribute to this world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we have to teach our young people that. So I just believe that C5 does a lot of that. Like I said, this intentionally structured programming that we do. We have a professional conference that we host at the end of our program year, and we bring people in to help our young people learn about college, career, financial literacy. We do a lot of social emotional learning with our young people as well. And then we do some transitioning of our students from one class to the next class, because every class has a special name, mm-hmm. because everything means something in the C5 program. So when our young people first come into the program, they're a flint. They're learning how to lead themselves. The second year, they become a lantern. They learn how to lead others. The third year, they're a hammer, because they're learning how to expand their horizons. The fourth year, they're a compass, because they're exploring their own future. And then in the fifth year, they become a medallion, because they're engaging their community. So, you know, it's a lot that happens in this program to really help our young people get to where they need to be and help them to have self-awareness, self-accountability, and responsibility to not only themselves, but the communities that they live in.
If you could see me, you could just see it, the biggest grin on my face, because I love everything what C5 is all about. And so I'm just kind of, I want you to kind of share this story, because Darren Woodson, our mutual friend Darren Woodson, the former Cowboys great, the legend Darren Woodson, all-time leader in tackling.
The future Hall of Famer.
The future Hall of Famer, the current member of the Ring of Honor. He's just a legend. Got all those Super Bowl rings, the whole nine yards. He is such a quality guy, a character guy, and I've been knowing him since he even set foot in the state of Texas. And he was telling me how he became a part of it. But I know you've heard him tell this story before. Can you talk about how he got involved and became the spokesman? Because I think once he sat down and kicked the tires, he said, oh, wait a minute, this is meant to be.
Oh, for sure. So I don't know if a lot of people know, but Darren grew up in Arizona.
Yes, he did.
With a single mom, had several siblings. And, you know, his mom worked a lot. His mom worked a lot, but she worked hard to provide. And so Darren looked around his own community and saw people that were not reflective of who he wanted to be. So there was drug dealers in his neighborhood. It was guys committing crimes in his neighborhood. And he often wondered to himself, when I get older, who is pouring back into us? Like he said, no one ever came back into their community to pour into him. And though he had football as an escape, what if he didn't have it? And he said a program like C5 would have been great for him and his siblings, because it was an opportunity for them to learn leadership, mm-hmm. an opportunity for them to get out of the conditions that they were living in, and the situations that came across him. There were so many times that Darren could have gone the other way. And he didn't. But for leaders in C5, it's the same things. So many things are coming up against them that they could go the other way. They need a program like C5 to let them know that they are worthy of being in any place and anywhere they step into. And that it doesn't matter where you come from. You have the opportunity, the ability, and the responsibility to change the world. And when Darren realized that and understood what we were doing in this program, it was nothing for him to say, yes, I want to be a part of C5.
And that's why you've also been able to get a lot of partners, corporate sponsors, people in the community who vouch for C5. Can you talk about some of the relationships C5 has been able to develop over the years? Because, again, it's just a win-win opportunity for anybody.
Yes. So one of the really big ones I want to talk about is through the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so we actually, for the 50th year legacy grant that the Texas Rangers had, we applied for it. We are one of 200 organizations that applied for that grant application, and C5 was funded. It was only five organizations that received a $100,000 grant
wow.
from the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And C5 was one of those organizations. That tells you the belief that the Texas Rangers had in our program and how we build legacy every day in everything that we do as a part of our programming. We partner with Frost Bank. They come in and help provide financial literacy for our young people and the work that we are doing to teach them about budgeting and
That's
how
right.
they can move
financial
forward.
Financial literacy is huge.
Huge. How unfair is it for a nonprofit such as ours to give young people a budget, right? To go on their road to college tour. They're given a budget. So they're responsible for, but we're not teaching them financial literacy and how to manage that budget as well, right?
Got to do it.
These partnerships, just those two in particular, make a huge impact in our work. To be able to work with Holland & Knight Law Firm, Premier Truck Group. We just had an event with Chevron where they came down and talked to our leaders about careers in oil and gas. We worked with Half & Associates, and they talked to our leaders about careers in engineering, right? Every young person you talk to wants to be an engineer, a doctor, or a lawyer, but they don't really know what does it mean to be an engineer. And so to have Half & Associates come in and talk to them about water, transportation, environment, architectural landscape, right? To actually say, listen, the things that you're seeing are not just here by happenstance. There is an engineer behind the scenes, but that engineer is working in things that you know about. You know about water, you know about travel and transportation. So it was really good to be able to put and to show our young people that, yes, the careers you want are there, but there are other careers that help you to live a comfortable life, right? Mm-hmm. Most times our young people think about being a doctor and a lawyer because they believe they pay well, right? But they don't think about all these other careers that you can have where you can be comfortable. You'll be able to pay your rent, pay your bills, get your car fixed when it breaks down. And if you're living in a household where you don't see those things happening, your immediate thought is that I need to become rich. What you don't understand is there are careers out here that help you to become comfortable to do the things you need to do. And we expose them to those careers.
I love this because what you're saying is, and I say this a lot when I speak to kids as well, you might want to be a doctor, but then are you comfortable cutting open a frog? Because if you can't cut open a frog, you can't cut open a person. And so you've got to do something that you enjoy doing. And therefore, I love that C5 is showing them the various opportunities that they might have. Because a career is something that you love to do. A job is just getting paid. And you're saying, I want to be rich. Well, you might be rich, but you might be unfulfilled because that's not what you really like to do. So I love the fact that you're showing them all the various opportunities of how they can earn a living and how it doesn't have to be, you know, I got to make $20 million a year. I won't be happy. You know, I love the way you present these opportunities. Can I ask you this again? Because I said you're the perfect fit for this organization. It's almost like it's meant to be. What was the one thing? Was there any one thing that said, I just got to do this? I really, really, really want to be involved with this particular organization, because again, you've been involved in the nonprofit world for years, and so this just seems like a really, really good fit.
Yeah, the one thing that changed it all for me was that commitment to the 5 years. And the fact that you don't really find a lot of youth development organizations, and a lot of people do great work, so I'm not saying anything bad about them.
Right.
But what you don't find is that you have a program that holds kids accountable to being committed. And when I saw that being a part of the program and how young people were growing, like I've watched seventh graders grow up in this program and they're now graduating from high school. So I've seen the growth in them, right? That maturity, the building of them and who they are. And you probably met some of the young people at our event.
Oh, yeah.
They are amazing young folks. Amazing young people. You can take them anywhere and they can fit right in and do exactly what needs to be done and show the impact that this program has had. And when I saw that, I immediately said, I've got to be a part of this. And I started probably a little bit before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So to come to this organization and go through the pandemic and still be here because I believe so much in the great work that we do at C5.
Is there anything else that you want to mention that C5 has coming up? You mentioned a couple of the projects and the things going on this summer. Is there anything you want to share with the rest of the listeners who are so impressed with this interview so far?
Yes, of course. So a couple of ways that people can support us, right? Because we can't do this without supporters.
That's right.
There's various ways for folks to volunteer with us. So if you have a skill set, you're in a career that you want young people to know about, please contact us so we can get connected with you to learn more about what you do. If you like leadership, teaching leadership, we're starting a new series called What Leadership Means to Me. And so we're looking for CEOs, C-suite level folks to come and talk to our leaders about what does leadership mean to you? And how have you expressed that in your life, in the careers that you've had? Also, we are hosting a pickleball tournament on May 18th at Chicken and Pickles in Grapevine. So, you know, you don't have to know how to play pickleball to play pickleball. So if you're a beginner, a novice, or you are advanced, come and join us on May 18th to be a part of that event. And we are gearing up for summer. You heard me talk about some of the great summer experiences that we have coming up for our young people. Help us get them there. So help us fund a kid going to summer camp. Help us get these kids on these college tours and help us get these kids up to the top of a mountain so that they can see that they can achieve anything they put their minds to.
She is Dani Bethune. She's the CEO of C5 Youth Foundation of Texas. Dani, thanks again for joining us, and we will have you back on real soon.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
And joining us right now is my buddy Brandon Board of thetreeofnorthtexas.org. And you guys provide meals for children, and you've got a new program coming up, the Education Railroad. That's the latest event. Brandon, how you been, man?
Man, If I was any more excited, I don't think I could speak. We've got so many great things going on that since last time you and I got to talk that I can't wait to tell you about.
Well, let's go ahead and tell everybody what the Tree of North Texas is all about, and then we'll get into some of these projects because everything you guys do for Tarrant County is just absolutely amazing.
So the Tree of North Texas, the word TREE is an acronym. It stands for Teaching, Reaching, Educating, and Empowering. And we work to support the students of Fort Worth, Keller, and Birdville Independent School Districts to make sure that anything that is hindering their success in the classroom that is outside of their control, we step in to bridge that gap.
Nice. And how long have you guys been together? Because when I first talked to you during the pandemic, you were with another nonprofit, but then the Tree of North Texas came into fruition and you're like, this is just too good of an opportunity and I can actually do more here.
That is correct. So you and I have been doing this for a long time. But back during the pandemic, you know, there were a lot of pivoting and things like that. And there were some folks over in the North Fort Worth area that decided to plant the seed, not to play on the tree phrasing.
But go ahead.
But the tree started officially was founded September 1st of 2022, and I started November of 2022 after kind of watching and seeing how things were unfolding. And I'm a big believer that when God's ready for you to get going, the doors just open and the ball starts rolling. And that's kind of what happened. And here we are almost 2 years later, which is crazy to say the least, that it's been a whirlwind of excitement and fun and stress and all of those words. But we are actually planning our 1 year celebration for our resale shop in April. And it's crazy to think that it's already been a year since just that's opened. So much has happened and I'm excited. We're excited. We have a great team and we want to make sure that all the students in the areas that we support get that high school diploma, because everybody knows that with a high school diploma, statistically success is much higher. And you know how it is. Back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the goal was you wanted to graduate high school and go to college. Well, that's not necessarily the case anymore. College is no longer for everybody. So we want to make sure that all the students in our community that may not have the ability or interest, and it's okay not to be interested in college, but you have that high school foundation for the next phase of your life.
Can you talk about some of the things that have happened over the last 2 years that you mentioned? It's like, wow, time flies and it's been like a roller coaster, the highs, the lows, the twists, the turns, but it's been so rewarding. Can you talk about some of the moments and the occasions? Because literally there are situations where you guys help so many kids, not only with food, because some of them, you know, were hungry and people didn't know it, but you also were able to provide like backpacks and other things like that that help these kids along, let alone open up the shop where people could bring in clothing and have them resell. I mean, it's all been just a wild, wild ride. Can you kind of reflect just a little bit, because it's only getting better?
Well, as you were kind of making those statements, I have all those what I like to call the snapshot photos pop through my mind. And unless you have like 4 days, then I'll give you the bullet point versions, just because there is so much that I'm so excited that it's hard to kind of nail them down. But a couple of them that pop out are, so whenever school started back in August, mm-hmm. we supplied right around 5,200 students with some kind of supply support. I want to make sure everybody understands that we didn't supply 5,200 students with everything that they needed, but we were able to partner with other organizations right here in the immediate community to make sure that those students collectively had everything that they needed, because a lot of folks don't realize how important a notebook is.
Yeah.
Especially, everybody's digital. Everything, mm-hmm. You can do everything on your phone. You can do everything on a computer. However, that's not the best way for some students to learn. The old school pen and paper is still a very big aspect of education.
Sure.
And whenever you walk into class and you're the student that needs a notepad and you don't have one, what do you do? Those are the situations that we want to avoid. We want to do everything we can to make sure the student has at least something to get started, so that once they get started, we can kind of identify what else they need. Last time you and I got the opportunity to talk, we were preparing for some things back in October and November, and just some snapshots that we had. We had some groups that came through. We did for Christmas, instead of doing what I call a bag giveaway, where people sign up and they come in and they get, whatever we have, we put it in a bag. Mm-hmm. We hope this works. We were able to build what I call a gift card drive. And so what we did was we collected gift cards for families in the community, because we want mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever the adults are, to have the ability and nothing else, the dignity,
yes,
to go shop for your kiddos.
Yes, I know what you're saying. And it's fun for the kids too, and they can go with them. I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. I've been blessed where in my life, I woke up Christmas morning and Santa had come. And, there's a lot of those folks that don't have that ability.
Right.
And we're not talking that we gave hundreds and hundreds of dollars of gift cards to families. We were able to, our goal was to do $40 per child.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to hit all of the people that signed up this year, which it was our first year. So we're only talking about 140 families. But the ability,
you say only, that's impactful though. It's very impactful.
It is. And one of the things that we really liked was we got feedback right around New Year's from a couple of people. And one of them, the lady's name was Miss Johnson, and she hadn't been able to go Christmas shopping for her grandkids. She has 5 grandkids that all live with her because of, family situations. And she was able to go, she just went to Target and everybody got, it wasn't something big and fancy, but every one of the 5 kiddos got something to open on Christmas morning. And that was a blessing that she was, she hadn't been able to do in a few years because of economical situations and things, mm-hmm, like that. And those are those stories that, yes, Christmas doesn't have a lot to do with education, but what it does have to do with is it has to do with building hope and faith and humanity for these students that are struggling in the classroom.
Precisely.
And knowing there are people out there that not only want them to succeed in the classroom, but it's okay to enjoy life a little bit as well.
Exactly. And it also shows, a sense of community. It shows that people care about you, and maybe these kids will pay it forward themselves and have that same kind of empathy as they grow up.
Exactly. And that's our goal, is to, we want to break the chain. We want the kiddos to grow up, get an education so that they can go and they can change their world or those people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, having a third grader who's struggling, we don't want them to get a bitter taste in their mouth. So that, the next 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 school years are hard. We want them to feel excited just like their classmates that don't have to struggle at home.
Exactly. We're talking with Brandon Board, thetreeofnorthtexas.org. And Brandon, what is your official title there? Because you just basically run it all.
Yeah, so the board of directors actually call me the CEO because my business card would be too long.
Well, we'll keep it simple and call you the CEO as well. You're talking about you've got so many things on the plate right now because things have been going well. Can you talk about some of the projects? And you know we're definitely going to talk about the Education Railroad.
Yes, so our signature program, the program that I call the signature program is, it's the HANG program, which is H-A-N-G, mm-hmm. which because we kind of, with the tree, we kind of fell into acronyms, so we kept that going. So HANG stands for Helping Anyone Needing Guidance. And what that program is we focus on the middle school level because after doing research and finding out where the biggest struggles are there are a lot of middle school age students that, it's not necessarily the right phrase, but it's the easy phrase to say, that are kind of forgotten about. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of places out there that focus on elementary school because they want to build the foundation, and then they circle back as they get through high school, so they get that diploma. Well, what we want to do is we want to hit all three ages. We start in elementary, but we focus on middle school because I don't know if you know this or not, but middle schoolers are the coolest, smartest, most pinky,
crazy,
know everything.
They know everything. Yeah.
Everything.
They found a clue and they let you know about it.
They do. And
we're talking about seventh, eighth, and ninth graders, right?
Six, seven, eight, nine.
There we go.
We start in sixth grade.
Okay.
And these are the students that back whenever the pandemic hit and everything was locked down, these were your first, second, third graders that missed out on a lot of that developmental. First of all, how to be in a classroom. You know, some of them missed over a full calendar year.
Wow.
Based on, you know, the districts and
yeah, the virtual learning.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. That was a tough time for a lot of people. They have no idea. The parents kind of know because they were stuck at home or their jobs, either they got downsized or they had to work from home. But there were a lot of kids who could not socialize with their peers. And it impacted a lot of kids even more because they didn't know if that was the way the world was going to be forever. I mean, kids just don't know. So they're thinking, oh, no, I'll never, quote unquote, go to school again. It's just all going to be virtual learning or whatever. They had no idea. And again, that added to some of the trauma of the kids that went through all of that.
Exactly. And the other side about, you also had mom and dads at home that were struggling with, they may have lost their job.
Yeah, altogether. You know, instead of just downsize, they might have lost the whole job.
Exactly. And because we, you know, in those basically 2 years of affected time, you never knew what tomorrow was going to look like. And mm-hmm. you have folks that were doing well, had a decent job, and, you know, things were fine and had never been in the situation. So that added stress at home was also put on the student. And so the student missed out on some of those emotional aspects of growth, of not just social. Mm-hmm. And so what we focus on in HANG is we bring in adult volunteers they have to be at least 18 years or older. And our preference is that they've already graduated high school. We do have high schoolers that are, seniors that are mm-hmm, coming with mm-hmm. us. And what we do with that is we bring in one adult volunteer to one student. And the name of the game is exactly what the program is. That program is called HANG. And all I want you to do is I want you to hang out with the student because they may go home to mom and dad or to a two adult house, but they might be one of four kids and they may be the oldest one. So they don't get a lot of FaceTime with who we live with. Mm-hmm. So they have the ability to, if nothing else, hang out, vent, talk about sure. you know, what's bothering them.
Be a confidant, be a mentor.
Exactly. And if they need some homework help, we have, you know, let's bust out your homework and do that. We don't call it tutoring because a lot of students think that if we're in tutoring, maybe we're in trouble or we've fallen behind. That's not the case. We want these students to be able to come in and hang out for an hour. We give them a cool snack, you know, something. And so they sit around, they have usually a soda or whatever that mm-hmm. Is available that day. And they get to hang out with an adult and, you know, kind of, for lack of a better term, they get to poke and have fun and these things and realize that It doesn't have to be business all the time. And one of the best stories I can tell you, Chris, is I call him our poster child for this program. His name for all intensive purposes is KJ. Okay. And he went through the program last year. He was our signature, or was our starting of it. He went through the year last year. And when he started, his collective GPA in eighth or seventh grade was a 59.1.
Ooh.
In May, at the end of the year, he was 1/10 of a point shy of hitting all A's.
Wow.
And he was so bummed. Yes.
All he needed was somebody to confide in and kind of, you know, help him out on the little projects here and there. Just you know, like you said, tutor without calling it tutoring.
Exactly. Let them know that there are people out there that want you to succeed.
Yes. That's exactly. All some confidence there. I love it. I love it. So the Hank program, give me another one. What else is going on?
So I know the second biggest program we have is our snack pack program. And what these are is we build snack packs that have five items of non low cook to no cook items. So the goal is something like, you know, goldfish, granola bars, gummy bears, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we build these packs. Each pack has five items in it, and we take them to the schools, and the schools send them home with the students. And the reason why there's five items is because, in theory, the goal is that we make sure the student has something to eat Friday night, two items on Saturday, two items on Sunday, and then that gets them back to class on Monday, where they have their free or reduced breakfast and lunch on campus. Because a lot of these students, that's where they're eating. So if they're not at school, they don't have something to eat.
Right. A lot of people have no idea. They just assume everybody's it. No, a lot of people have those challenges, and I'm glad you guys thought of those things.
Exactly. And you ready for me to rock your world?
Please do.
So between Keller, Birdville, and Fort Worth ISD, we have 70,164 students that qualify for our services.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, people have no idea that.
Exactly.
And then the other part about it is you are stepping in the breach. Someone on your team, if it wasn't you, conceived of the idea and said, you know what? We need to take care of these kids in an area that a lot of people don't realize is slipping through the cracks. They're not eating.
Exactly. So,
you got some partnerships now, right?
Our partnerships are growing every day. We work with, I'm a huge, huge supporter of the Durant family, the classic Chevrolet dealerships all over everywhere. We partner with them. Mr. and Ms. Durant are some of the nicest people on the
planet.
Yes,
they are.
We partner with them on an annual basis. And so if you want to figure out what they do, just Google classic Chevrolet, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. I always give my shout out. I'm super excited for them. I don't know, Chris, if you heard, but classic Chevrolet in Grapevine was the number one Chevrolet dealership in all of the country for 2023.
Woo!
So that's fantastic.
Yes, it is. And they spread it out. Like you said, they take care of kids in the community too. I love all that.
They do. We are actually, for 2024, we're part of a program. We are actually one of 14 nonprofit organizations that they are supporting. So they are some great people. We also work with the Amon Carter Foundation in downtown Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
The
museum.
Basically the lovely folks that built Texas Christian University. It seems like that name is all over the place.
In fact, they're going on freeways too.
There you go. So, we've got different size partners and things like that. And we're always looking for new partners. The more partners that we have, the closer to that 72,000 students
you can take care of.
Qualify for our services. That's right. We can support.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so you got to tell me about this Education Railroad. As soon as I saw I don't want to call it a flyer, but what do you call it nowadays when it's electronically sent or when it's on social media?
Just say advertisement.
The meme? Well, it's a nonprofit, so it can't be advertising. It's just getting the word out. It's at Education Railroad, May 2nd, 6:30 p.m. What it is or what is it? And I'm like, okay, Brandon, tell me about this thing.
So this is a program that I have done in the past that went away. And so I decided I wanted to bring it back because at the end of the day, who doesn't like to be on a train and just hanging out?
And if you haven't, you probably always wanted to. If you never have, you're like, ooh, that would be cool.
Exactly. So what we're doing is we actually rent out the Grapevine Vintage Railroad that everybody's familiar with that goes from downtown Grapevine to down to the stockyards. And what we do is the Education Railroad is a program. It's a super laid back fundraiser that we are doing that you get on the train, you're going to be fed. It's catered by Chewy's. So the food is really good.
Nice. Good Mexican food.
We have two versions of tickets. You can do a VIP seat, which is, they call it the touring class car. And it's, you get fancy seats and all of that. There's music on board. We also have, what I call the open air car, which is more of your, windows down kind of fan club in your trucks and things like that. You get on, I don't harp on you. I don't make you feel bad. I don't ask you for anything other than I want you to get on the train, have fun, relax, and learn about us a little bit. And that's pretty much it. All of the funds that are raised from this event will go to help support our educational summer programs that we are partnering with another organization for a couple of weeks in June and a couple of weeks in July, that to keep those students that have the possibility of backsliding over the summer, keep them engaged and things like that, so that when they get into class in August, they are ready to go and we don't have much catch-up time.
You know what I love about this train? I haven't had a chance to ride this one, and I love riding trains myself, but it looks just like one of those classic trains from a Western movie, from just like the good old days in the movies.
Yes, sir. If I remember correctly, the cars that we're getting were built in 1828.
Get out of here.
It's legitimately a vintage.
It's a classic.
Old school railroad.
Yeah. This is something out of a Wild Wild West movie. I mean, it's really something special. And it drives all the way down into it rolls all the way down to the stockyards. And so it's very scenic. One of the reasons I love to get on trains or you know, the mass transit and stuff, because I always like to see how they go. That's not the regular streets or the highways. It's like you're getting views of places you go by that you say, wow, I've never seen this angle. And it's just fascinating to me. That's just me, though. And I love the fact so this is going to happen on May the 2nd, which is a great weekend, by the way, Cinco de Mayo weekend. And starts at 6:30. It's not going to be too hot yet because it's not quite summertime. So it should be a really good opportunity for some people to get on board the train, the Education Railroad, and actually enjoy themselves. And the funds, it's like you said, it's an event, it's a fundraiser. The funds go towards the treeofnorthtexas.org. And I mean, it's just a worthy cause altogether.
And at the end of the day, you're riding on a train. And I'm going to be honest, Chris, there's alcohol on board.
Well, that's what some people do sometimes.
Exactly. So you can get on board. You can enjoy the ride. Mm-hmm. You're going to have good food.
It's Cinco de Mayo weekend. Come on.
Now you're picking up on why we picked the weekend that we did.
It's. I'm telling you, there's galas all the time in big ballrooms, and they have bars and alcoholic beverages, because sometimes a sip of courage will help them bid on silent auction items or live auction items even more. So it's all understood that that's part of what you do. And it goes towards, like I said, it goes towards the kids. And I just love the fact that you guys are in the breach right there for the kids in North Tarrant County and getting things done. Can you give more information where people can find out how they can get involved with not just the Tree of North Texas, but even getting a ticket to the Education Railroad where they can look at it in front of their screens?
Yes. So going back to, I am a product of my generation, so I try to make things as easy as possible. If you go to our website, thetreeofnorthtexas.org, everything that we do is a click away. If you would like to grab tickets to the Education Railroad, all you do is click on the events and you'll see it right there. You click on it. If you have any questions, I get emails all the time. So feel free to shoot me an email. I keep keeping things simple. My email is Brandon, Brandon, at thetreeofnorthtexas.org. And if you're not able to make the train, but you want to learn more about us, or maybe even have a group for me to come talk to, I would love to do that. We go anywhere from Rockwall to Weatherford. I've been as far north as Pilot Point last week, and I've got, you know, and we go to Waco. So it's not just right here in Tarrant County, because you have a lot of folks. Our Metroplex is huge. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that if you want to be a part of what we're working on, we take care of those who help, who take care of us. We're big on telling the world what you're doing for us and working with us and things like that. But don't feel like you have to be in Tarrant County in order to ask questions.
Exactly. And you might want to, like you said, be a partner, a corporate sponsor. You might even want to volunteer. It's all the same thing, right? You can find that information on the website.
Yes, sir. Try to be as transparent as possible, because I know that if I'm looking for something and I can't find it real quickly, I have a tendency to move on to something else, and we don't want people moving on.
No, you don't. Again, the Education Railroad is on May the 2nd. It starts at 6:30 p.m. It starts at Grapevine Vintage Railway, Grapevine, and it goes all the way down to the Stockyards in Fort Worth. It's something special. Brandon, you guys are getting it done at the treeofnorthtexas.org, and I can't say it enough. You got to come on the show again real soon so we can talk even more.
Always, man. I am available anytime you are.
And also, remember, this summer, you guys are in the breach as well, making sure the kids are taken care of, right?
Yes, sir. And like I said, when we have just shy of 72,000 students that qualify for our services right here in our immediate area, those are numbers that people don't, you don't realize. And Chris, you're like I am, you're a visual person. So 72,000 people, how many people sit in Jerry World?
Exactly. 90,000. So yeah, that's a whole lot of people. Imagine that. Hey, Brandon, thanks again for joining us. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.